Hello, homies, and welcome to day 6 of the Homeopathy Awareness Week celebrations. I noticed I was a bit self-conscious about how I say 6 because I think that's the mix of the Kiwi and Aussie accent, because us Kiwis will say 6. And since I've been here in Aussie, I've noticed that I've started to say 6 a little bit more. So, and I think the South African accent mixed in there somewhere as well. It's just come out random. So anyway, if you have any issues with how I say the number 6, just skip past this bit. And if you've listened this far, it's too late. So tough luck. Okay, back to the celebrations. We are bringing you testimonials from homeopathy, home users and homeopathy paths from around the world. And if you have tuned in today for the first time, please make sure you go and listen to day 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 of this series that we are doing to celebrate the birthday of Samuel Hahnemann on the 10th of April. Also, be sure to come and join my Facebook group if you're not there already. It's called Homeopathy Hangout Podcast, and you'll find that on Facebook. And once again, if you would like to make a booking with any of the amazing homeopaths on my team who see clients worldwide online, or if you would like to purchase one of our beautiful kits, and I do think we have the most beautiful kits in the world, then go and visit www.eugeniekruger.com. And if you would like to support the show, visit buymeacoffee.com/hangout. Alrighty, I'm really excited to get into today's episode. I hope you are going to enjoy this. Thanks so much for listening.
Hi there. My name is Anjum Rahmatullah, and I live in Scotland, and this is my story of how homeopathy has helped me personally. So a long, long time ago, I had a car accident in my 20s, and I was in a sandwich, and I went into the steering wheel of the car that I was driving. My upper gum and teeth got displaced, and I was extremely lucky because there was a dentist in the car behind me, and he was the first to get to my car and open the door to see if I was okay. He opened my mouth and moved my gum and teeth back to where they should have been. And everyone relaxed because it didn't hurt. I was in complete shock and there was no pain. However, my mouth and my face swelled up, of course. And when my dentist eventually saw me, he extracted bits of steering wheel from my gums over a few weeks. He then told me that my upper gum would never be strong again, so that I would probably never be able to bite into an apple. He did some dental work on my teeth at the time, but really there wasn't very much else that could be done. 4 to 6 weeks after that, I went to India for 6 months, and my father-in-law, who was an amateur homeopath, gave me something that said he would help. I have no idea what he gave me, but there were little pillules, and I took them, and I never gave it another thought. When I returned to the UK after 6 months and saw my dentist again, he was very surprised at how much stronger my teeth had become. And it was a bit of a light bulb moment then, I think. Anyway, life went on for various reasons. I decided to become a homeopath. And now when I go back, when I think about it, I can't actually remember the remedy that was given to me by my father-in-law because he died soon after that. But I think arnica would be a very safe bet. I still have my original teeth. And though I have had some dental work done to them, I would say that my teeth have really been, touch wood, very strong on the whole, and I still have my own teeth. So my thanks must go to homeopathy and, of course, to the dentist who was able to help me right at the time when I had the accident. But really, I can't thank homeopathy enough for what it has done for me.
My name is Balu Sosle. I'm from Seattle, Washington, USA. How I discovered homeopathy, I had a friend of mine from engineering that was 40 years ago. His dad was a professional homeopath. And then I used to see lot of patients, his patients, getting instantaneous relief using some of the medicine like lycopodium, pulsatilla, then arnica and a couple of other things. That's what I, for my own purpose, after maybe 10 years or so, and then did study anatomy in my medical school, even though I did not go to pursue the medical, but I did go to the engineering, but I, out of curiosity, I studied anatomy and a couple of other subjects in medicine. My favorite medicine, the first one is Staphylococcus aureus, which is kind of, I call it as a bully medicine. I prescribe it to a lot of my friend's kids who goes to middle school and elementary school, high school, where they kind of getting bullied most of the time. And I always use injury mix for Arnica, Ruta, and a couple of others to quickly recover from some injuries, whatever some of the kids go through. And Alumina, so which I use it more for the constipation. So kind of that one, I like it. And the queen of the medicine, sulfur, that is also my favorite. I use it a lot of places there too. So, and testimonials, basically, middle of the night, one night my wife was suffering from some kind of a gastric trouble, and she thought she was having a heart attack, and then I gave her urgent nitricum, so which kind of she went to sleep in 2 minutes after taking the one dose of it, and then everything was fine after that. That is one of my favorite testimonial, and also one of my colleague who went to hiking and then had some dizziness after that fall in the hiking, and then I prescribed Arnica Nat's Health, which kind of helped her a lot. And then she was getting blurriness and vision problems, so those are all cleared away, and then she was very surprised, and she became a patient of mine afterwards. Advice for new homeopathy users, so I kind of use Miranda Castro's A Complete Homeopathy book, which probably give you the most knowledge, whatever you want. And I know you don't have to go through like hundreds of books. You just start with that. And then if you are part of the member of the Mary's Homeopathy Facebook group, please do. And then she posts Monday quizzes, which she will reply to the answer on Saturdays. I do it most all of the time, and then I love it. And then maybe you should, that's how you learn homeopathy prescribing. No, it's reading that book makes always me very, very happy. Whenever I get kind of depressed or something, I just go through that book, read some of the medicine, and then I'll get more of the details on that medicine, and then that's how I prescribe it to all my students and other things. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Eugene, for this. And this is you're a wonderful human being who promotes homeopathy. I'm all up for it. Thank you. Bye.
Hey there. My name's Cherie. So my journey with homeopathy, I basically did not know anything about it up until around 6 months ago. And the first testimonial I just want to mention was about warts. So I've never had a problem with warts before, but I ended up with this wart right at the end of my nose, and it was actually really painful. I didn't even think of using homeopathy. So I went to the doctor, did the usual wart treatment that he recommended over a period of weeks. It seemed to go a little bit, but was still there, and seemed to be growing even more, really. So I decided to go see a dermatologist, and he burnt it off a few times, went back a few times, and it would go for a few days, and then it would just come back with a vengeance. So I tried, then I decided to try homeopathy. I tried the wart mix and tried that for 2 weeks daily, sometimes twice daily, I think it was, and nothing worked at all. With that, it was just the same. Then I decided to look up warts in the books at Just Add Health and decided to use a single remedy, which ended up being Corsicum 200C. And it was very specific, more to the type of wart that I had, and plus seemed like a constitutional one suited to me. And then the wart went within about 4 or 5 days completely. Like, you wouldn't even know that I had anything there. So I continued to take the remedy up until 2 week mark, and then I never took it again. So that was probably 3 to 4 months ago, I would say. And nothing has come back. So that's that one. And the other one quickly was that might just help someone out there have some hope. But so I'm 48 and never had a problem with my sex drive. So that changed around 10 months ago. So then I thought I would speak to the practice manager at Just Add Health, and she said that to try CPR, had I tried CPR, which I had tried, but not for that purpose. So I went to CPR 1M and started to notice change within about a week. And yeah, so that's blown me away as well. So there is hope out there if you have that problem. I would maybe speak to Eugenie about that one. And so, yeah, there's quite a few others, but I'll probably just leave it at that now. Hope that helps. See you guys.
Hello, my name is Joanna. I'm originally from Switzerland, but lived in Perth now for about 15 years. So the question of how I've discovered homeopathy is an easy one for me, because I grew up in a country, Switzerland, which fully endorses homeopathy. You can get remedies in pretty much any chemist or pharmacy. Even doctors will prescribe it to you. Well, it's covered by health insurance, not to say the least. So I've been surrounded by it ever since being a little child. However, I haven't become really proficient, if I'm using the right word, at using it until I've met the beautiful homeopath Eugenie, who really explains the use of homeopathy to me much more in detail. And that's where I've really become a much more diligent user of homeopathy. There's so many remedies that I use nearly on a daily basis, so it's hard to narrow it down to favorite ones. But, aconite is a great one for winter lingering colds, to nip them away. Arnica, of course. There's a range of combination remedies, too, that I love, such as the immune combination for winter, or strong teeth mix, etc. So just to name a few, I've had, so many countless successes with homeopathy. So it's, again, hard to narrow it down, but I'll just focus on the most recent one, which was when we got back from Bali. And my little 9.5-year-old girl, as it became evening, she started to complain of having a bad earache in one ear. And I immediately went and searched for what are the appropriate remedies for earaches. And, I was lucky, because the first one really worked straight away, which was pulsatilla. So I gave her a dose, waited about 15 minutes, gave her another dose, and within half an hour, I was asking her how her ear is going, and she was saying it was much better and she barely could feel the stinging anymore. Went to sleep, the next morning woke up and, ear was perfectly fine. So that's just one of my most recent successes. For new homeopathy users, I would say get yourself really well familiarized with the basics of homeopathy first before you dig into it. It just, it makes it for such a much more efficient use of homeopathy. And I found that that's when I truly, really started to become a good user of homeopathy, once I knew all the basics and fundamentals on homeopathy. Eugenie has a really wonderful introduction video that I would certainly recommend to anyone that's new to homeopathy. But, I'm sure there's other resources out there. That's really a truly important first step before you get into homeopathy. And, key tip would be to don't give up. Don't feel like, especially with those acute conditions like the popular cold in winter, it can, there's so many remedies that would address a cough. And if the first or second doesn't work out, don't give up. There is definitely going to be one around. I mean, it's taken me, I think, at the most 5 times before I found the right remedies for my little girl one winter. So a good thing, too, is, though, to have a stock of certain cough remedies at hand to be able to battle that when it comes along. So yeah, key thing, don't give up, because once you got the right remedy, it's like magic. It's just gone. The cough is gone. So that's my 5 minutes on my homeopathy experience.
I'm a big fan of homeopathy. I got into it when I was pregnant, and I've been using it for me and Bob ever since. I love that it's a really gentle, safe way to deal with things. Obviously, some of the essential oils and naturopathic things are too strong for babies, so it's just been a fantastic thing for me to use throughout this journey. We love calendula for nappy rash, and for dribble rash, that just works instantaneously. It's amazing, absolutely amazing to see. For me, I use Nux Vomica a lot, bit of a stress head, and it just seems to calm me down and helps with headaches and also helps with period pains. So I love that like one remedy seems to address like various different things within the body, because it sort of brings the body back into balance. And then obviously one of the great things with homeopathy is to actually use a qualified homeopath, and working with Eugenie's been great. She was able to put me on some remedies just before Christmas. I live with the in-laws, and I had the parents coming to stay as well, and she managed to get the remedies bang on. So we had a much calmer, stress-free holidays than it might have been without them. So yeah, it's awesome. So big fan.
Hello, my name is Catherine. I'm from the USA. I live in the northeast part of the USA in an area called New England. I'm from Connecticut. And first and foremost, I wanted to give a huge, huge shout out to Eugenie for all that she's done for homeopathy. Put out this fantastic podcast. So many interesting, diverse guests. Really opened up my world of homeopathy. So many different ways to practice. And I've actually hired two homeopaths, one for myself and one for my daughter, from listening to Eugenie's podcast. And in my opinion, it's the best homeopathy podcast out there. So Eugenie, thank you so much. I know how much of a hassle it is. You could be running your practice, making a great living doing that. Instead, you go through the hassle of putting this podcast out. And you know, we all learned when you lost all those 10 episodes, we could hear the frustration in your voice. So please don't think that it's gone unnoticed. You've changed the world of homeopathy. So that's first. And then thank you also for giving us all an opportunity to tell our story, give us a voice. So thanks again, Eugenie, for everything that you've done. Anyway, these are my two stories. I first learned about homeopathy in the late 80s. My mom had suffered from ulcerative colitis and had gone to some of the best doctors. We have a really good hospital in Connecticut called Yale. Of the university, the famous university, Ivy League University. And she had tried everywhere else, and it was finally Yale. And they said the only thing they could do for her was give her a colostomy bag. And she was young at the time, 45, and she thought, there's no way I'm going to do that. There's got to be something else. And come to find out, there was a homeopath in our couple of towns away. Our area is quite remote, quite poor. But there was a homeopath here, and he cured her. Now, anyone else knows of ulcerative colitis have probably heard that it's not curable. But I could tell you, it is. It saved my mother's life, because she said if she had to have a colostomy bag, she didn't want to live. So that's that story. Fast forward 20 years later, or more, I have a child who is playing in a high school basketball game and blows out her ACL and has to have surgery. Although now I learned that she probably may not have had to have surgery. But anyway, she has to have surgery, and they want to give her oxycodone. And I'm sure, as everyone knows, the issues with opioids and oxycodone. I actually lost a brother-in-law after having surgery. He got addicted and is no longer with us as a result of his addiction to oxycodone. And I thought, there's no way I'm letting my 15-year-old go on that. There's got to be something else. And I went back to this homeopath that had cured my mom. And we did... she had her ACL replaced. They cut through her skin, her muscle, drilled into her bone, made a new tendon, an ACL tendon out of her hamstring. So that was quite intense, to going through bone, muscle, skin. And when she came out of surgery, I popped a couple of Arnica 200 under her mouth, and I kept giving it to her in a water dose every 15 minutes, and then spaced it out every 20 minutes and every hour. And I slept with her and woke up every 20 minutes every hour, and just kept giving her sips, and she never had any pain. She didn't need ibuprofen or acetaminophen or a Panadol. I'm not exactly sure what everyone refers to it in your country, but she needed nothing, which was amazing. Her classmate had the same accident in basketball, blew his ACL out. He wasn't so fortunate. He had got addicted to his painkillers and he's still alive, but he got kicked out of high school and is on a terrible path now. So I feel that homeopathy has saved my daughter's life and my mother's life. And I'm so grateful to homeopathy. I try to practice at home. I'm terrible at it. I try to convince people to take it. I'm terrible at convincing them. I haven't turned anyone on to it, but I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep trying until my last breath. So that's my story. Again, Eugenie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you have done. Much appreciation from my little corner of the world over here in Connecticut. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, my name is Bree and I'm from Western Australia. My mom introduced me to homeopathy and has taught me everything I know. My favorite remedies depend on where I'm at in life. For dealing with grief, Ignatia and Netmer have really helped me emotionally. When I'm feeling anxious or fearful, aconite is my to-go-to remedy. I like to use arnica and rustox for sore muscles and aches and pains. I use tuberculinum for my cat allergies. I also love calendula for wounds and cuts. It helps speeds up the healing process and works like magic. This I use almost on a daily basis between myself and the horses. My testimonial stories are going to be about animals and homeopathy. The first time I used homeopathy on an animal was for my pet rabbit, who developed huge abscesses all in his lymphatic system that could be felt and seen under his belly and along his body. I contacted a homeopath after the vet said they couldn't do anything other than give him antibiotics. The homeopath prescribed silica 200C, which I gave through a dropper bottle, and he drank that up like it was candy. I never recorded how long my rabbit was on the silica, but I soon noticed that one by one the abscesses were bursting, and eventually he stopped wanting to take the remedy, which meant he no longer needed it. The silica cleared him up completely, and it saved his life. The second story is of a horse that got a bad case of colic. His symptoms were cold and clammy and sweaty, not focused, just wanted to roll around, unbalanced when he walked. We struggled to keep him walking, and the key with colic is to keep them moving. And so I tried giving him Nux Vomica 200C every 5 to 10 minutes, and by the third dose, he could stand still without trying to roll down. The sweating was gone, but he was still in pain, but we were able to get through to him. I unfortunately couldn't continue with remedies as the owner wanted the vet to take over from there, which I respected, but I was so glad that the remedies did help with what little they could. The thing I love most about using homeopathy with animals is that they respond so well and they are able to tell us whether or not that remedy is the one they need. Another story is of a 29-year-old horse who has a cancerous lump on his nose, and according to his symptoms and muscle testing, I'm giving him carcinosin. And when I first started giving it to him, he didn't like me syringing the watered remedy in his mouth. But after a couple of days, he started coming up to me with his mouth open, ready to take his remedy. He's always happy now to take his remedies, and this also shows me that it's what he needs and it's helping. Another horse I helped had sore hips, so to test which remedy he needed, I held out two remedies in each hand. One was arnica and one was Bellis. I let him sniff them, and he took a deep breath of each hand, but then stayed to the hand with Bellis and started licking that hand. So I took that as a sign that he needed it, but just to confirm it, I switched the remedies around and he chose Bellis again. So I gave that to him and that helped him. Giving animals remedies is so easy. I know lots of people who administer it by cutting a hole in a carrot or apple and feeding it like that to the horse. Or what I do is have a clean glass jar with about half a cup of distilled water with the remedy in it and just syringe about 5 mils into the horse's mouth. Or you can even place it in their food or water. It works fine like that. They are a lot less complicated than us. I did share a shorter audio story of my personal horse, Digger, with the swollen back ankles. And if anyone wanted to see photos of the transformation of his health, I have an Instagram account to share his journey. The account is called digger_and_I. Thanks for listening, and I hope this inspires you to use homeopathy on your animals as well.
Hi, my name is Nancy Hicks, and I have seen personally the benefits of homeopathy with myself and with loved ones. I've been on a homeopathic journey for about 30 years now. I know that sounds bad that it takes this long, but it did take me a long time to figure out what my body personally needs. All bodies are built differently, and I was born with very bad genetics. Both my dad's family had severe autoimmune problems, one dying at age 35, and my grandmother having a very tough time in her last 15 years of life. I did see personally the amazing, kept me going all those years of trying. I saw my dog get cured of a chronic disease called Cushing's disease. This is medically non-treatable, and within 10 days of taking one little homeopathic, costing me only $20, and she was healed and lived for another 5 years and enjoyed full health except for one more heart problem, which again I was able to heal with the one remedy, one homeopathic remedy. I really, really recommend finding a good homeopath who understands your particular problems, and learning how to understand how my body has developed ways of coping with disease has been a journey for me. I had to learn to appreciate that the body suppresses many, many symptoms, and one cannot even judge sometimes what one is feeling. It's with helping the body to recognize it no longer is necessary to maintain dysfunctional messages, so the body can refine its healthy balance. And this is what homeopathy will do. I've experienced detoxing of some very bad environmental things, and with that, bit by bit, my ability to thrive has returned. I really recommend it, and it definitely is worth the work to get your health back. Bye for now.
Hi, homies. My name is Lucy Sherry. I'm from Scarborough in Perth, WA. I first got a taste for homeopathy during my first pregnancy, when I was 12 hours into my labor at my home birth. I was so stuck in my head, I thought I couldn't do it. I was letting the pain get the better of me, and I wanted to be saved. I couldn't progress. I was so stuck. I just had so much self-doubt. My doula gave me some little pills. I still don't actually even know what the remedies she used was. She probably told me, but I didn't take anything on board. But within an hour, I was calmer and more focused and determined than ever. I was able to face the journey I was on, ended up going for another 10 hours, but I was more in control. I was so mesmerized and intrigued. So that started me on my journey, my research, and I've never really looked back. I found homeopathy has just sparked such a desire to learn, but also to get out of the matrix of the Western society cycle of going to a doctor for everything. The quick fix approach rather than looking at the whole picture, taking antibiotics for everything. I was in this cycle for many years as I didn't know any different. And finally, I found something that works and resonates so highly with me. There is so much to learn, so it really is hard to articulate to me, to my loved ones. So I'm trying to show them instead. My favorite remedies so far have been chamomilla for my little girl during her teething journey, and when she starts having some of those toddler tantrums. Aconite, ferrum fos for those sore throats coming on. Nux vomica for overindulging. Lycopodium has saved me when I came back from Bali after getting Bali belly a few weeks ago. It's really helped my stomach. Gosh, there's just so many remedies I love and still trying out what works. And there's so many remedies that I haven't tried. It's all very exciting. I was diagnosed with ADHD about 3 or so years ago. School was such a struggle for me. Now I can understand that I'm not stupid or weird. My brain just comprehends things differently, and that's okay. The ADHD mix has really helped me with focus and the execution of tasks. I'm still so new to this, so my advice is to keep learning and don't give up. It can be disheartening or slow sometimes, but try keep track of the remedies that work for you in a notepad. Although that's easier said than done, especially with kids. I want to thank Eugenie for sharing her endless knowledge and commitment to us and giving us a platform to share, connect, and keep learning. We love your work.